Social media is a wonderful thing. The groundbreaking technology has provided pathways to interact with new people, reconnect with old friends, and even sell items that you don't need anymore. Some individuals, on the other hand, have cast a negative light on social media. When we were younger, for the most of us, our parents didn't want us to use social media. And that was definitely for the best. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 18 of the MC Horror Podcast. So I was about 13 to 14 when this happened. I had been in a really dark place mentally, and I met this guy through Tumblr. He told me his name was John, and that he thought I was really pretty and ran a cool Tumblr. He used pictures of this super generic emo guy, and my tween heart was hooked. We'd talk for days and nights, and at one point, I told him the town that I lived in. Because my parents worked late, I'd get home from school and usually be by myself at home, and I'd sit in the living room, which had this big window facing the street. If you looked in, you could see people and the TV and stuff, and I always kept the curtains open for light. So about 2 weeks after John and I were talking, I'd noticed this white sedan drive slowly past my house at least once a day, usually right after I got home from school. I also noticed that whenever I was watching something and texting John, he'd find a way to bring the show into the conversation. I didn't think much of it at first because usually there were shows that I had reblogged on my page before. That was until I started watching Pretty Little Liars on ABC Family. I hadn't posted or reblogged anything about the show, and then John started bringing it up. I thought it was really weird. When I asked him about it, he said that I just seemed like the type of girl who watched it. So I dropped the issue. Fast forward 2 weeks, and I'm with some friends at a nearby park. I wasn't having a good day, so we decided to hang out and do photo shoots or whatever. So we're walking around, and I turn my head, and boom, there's that white sedan again. Except it's closer, and I could see the person in it. It's this older guy, maybe in his 20s, just watching us. I got really uncomfortable, but didn't bring it up. My friend then suggested we go back to the playground, which is right next to the parking lot. But at that point, none of my friends knew about this issue, and I wanted to seem cool, so I went along with it. We played around on the playground for a bit when I noticed the guy in the white sedan get out of his car and walk towards us. My middle school brain is trying to rationalize that this can't be the same sedan that kept sitting outside and driving past my house, and that maybe the guy was just watching his kid or something. I wish that were the case. I went over to the water fountain to grab a drink, and the guy comes up to me.
Hi there.
Hi.
You're...
He said my Tumblr handle.
Right?
My blood went ice cold.
Yeah. Who are you?
He smiled at me, this really wide grin.
I'm John. I came to see you in person. You told me the town you lived in and how you wish we could meet.
Listen, I gotta go back to my friends.
No. Why don't we take a drive? We can go to McDonald's.
He grabbed my arm at this point, and I think one of my friends had noticed because she came up to us. Then John released me and started to back up. My friend noticed the direness of the situation. She said,
Hey Lizzie, Mom said we gotta get home. Dad's home, and he had a long day.
I nodded along and walked away with her, my whole group of friends crowding me as we headed back to my house. I never told my parents what happened that day, and none of my friends did either. None of us wanted our Tumblrs exposed, and we thought we'd get in trouble for what happened, even though I was the only one at risk. When we got home, I blocked John and reported the account, thanking my friends for saving me. It's scary to think what could have happened if they hadn't been there,
and I don't think the story would have a happy ending. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.